WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. If you're feeling like life's just throwing curveballs left and right, trust me, you're not alone. Between the constant news cycle, social media pressure, and just everyday chaos, it can be tough to keep a level head, let alone find happiness. But what if I told you there's an ancient philosophy that's still surprisingly relevant today? A philosophy that can actually help you navigate all this craziness with more grace, resilience, and yes, even joy. That's where Stoicism comes in. Think of it like a mental superpower. The ability to stay calm, collected, and focused no matter what life throws your way. Sound appealing? It is. And over the next few minutes, we're going to dive into 5 key takeaways from Stoic philosophy that can seriously upgrade your happiness game. First up, control what you can, accept what you can't. This one's a game changer. You know that feeling when something happens totally out of your control, like bad traffic or a missed deadline? It can send you spiraling, right? Stoicism says, nope, focus on what you can control. Your reactions, your thoughts, your actions. You can't control the weather, but you can choose how you respond to it. Next, find joy in the journey, not just the destination. We get so caught up in chasing goals and arriving somewhere that we forget to appreciate the present moment. Stoicism reminds us that true happiness comes from savoring the little things, finding meaning in everyday experiences, and being grateful for what we have right now. Think of it like this. Life's a marathon, not a sprint. Enjoy the run. Thirdly, practice virtue. This isn't about being perfect, it's about striving to be your best self. Think wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These virtues aren't just abstract concepts, they're practical guidelines for living a fulfilling life. The more you cultivate these qualities, the more content and fulfilled you'll feel. Now, cultivate resilience. Life is full of ups and downs. Stoicism teaches us to see challenges as opportunities for growth. When things get tough, don't give up. Use those struggles to learn, adapt, and become stronger. Remember, it's not about avoiding hardship, but about facing it head-on with courage and grace. Finally, remember your mortality. This one might sound a little morbid, but hear me out. Understanding that life is finite can actually help us appreciate it more. It encourages us to make the most of every day, pursue our passions, and build meaningful connections. When we're mindful of our own mortality, we're less likely to take things for granted. Okay, so imagine this. You're walking down the street and someone cuts you off in traffic. Instantly, your blood pressure spikes, your mind starts racing with negative thoughts, and you feel that familiar urge to yell or slam on the brakes. But then, you remember those Stoic principles we just talked about. You take a deep breath, acknowledge your frustration, but remind yourself that you can't control the other driver's actions. Instead of letting anger consume you, you choose to focus on what you can control. Your own reaction and your driving. You let go of the situation, stay calm, and continue with your day. See? Stoicism isn't just about being emotionless, it's about mastering your emotions, choosing how you respond to situations, and ultimately living a more balanced, fulfilling life. Remember those key takeaways. Control what you can, find joy in the journey, practice virtue, cultivate resilience, and remember your mortality. These principles are powerful tools for navigating the ups and downs of life with grace, strength, and yes, even happiness. So, my friends, let's put these Stoic lessons into action. Take a moment to reflect on how you can apply them to your own life today. Share your thoughts in the comments below, I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic for more daily doses of wisdom and motivation. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.